in the WBBL today. Had a game between the Brisbane Heat and the Melbourne Stars, and one of the Melbourne Stars has joined us now. Danielle Hazel's on the line. G'day, Danielle.
G'day, thank you very much.
Lovely to have you on the program. Unfortunately, you lost today.
That's such a good day for us today, but I think, you know, the Heat played really well towards the end, so I think they were quite deserving of that win.
Though a pretty good start to the season in the WBBL for the Stars. You're sitting on top of the ladder.
Yes, but we have had a pretty good start. You know, we've been playing some really good cricket, and I think, you know, today we didn't quite get over the line, but we're pretty happy with our performances so far, and then looking forward to the game on the 1st of January.
Now, you're just about to jump on the team bus and head off after today's game against the Heat, which you lost by 5 runs. You bowled your 4 overs today. You're pretty happy with your form?
I just try to do a good job for the team, and I think, you know, that as a unit we bowled pretty well, and things just with the bat we just didn't quite get over the line, but good credit to the Brisbane Heat, you know, they bowled really well at the end and they're deserved winners.
1 for 27 or 4 overs in any T20 competition, that's very, very tidy figures, thanks very much.
I've come into this competition, you know, really looking forward to be involved, and I've just tried to do it as good a job as I can for the team. And as a bowling unit, we've done really well and, you know, put up some really good performances.
Now, Danielle, how did we get you into this competition? Because my mail tells me that you were actually an accidental tourist, for want of a better expression.
So long story short, I was over here on holiday and I was called in as an injury cover. So, you know, it was a little bit of a rush at the start, but, you know, I've really enjoyed my time here, and everybody at the Stars has been really good to me, and It's a really nice group of people, so it was quite easy to fit in.
Now, how were you just happening to be on holiday here, given your status in the game as, you know, one of the best T20 bowlers going around? How come you weren't involved in one of the franchises before that?
Oh, I don't know. You have to ask somebody else that question, I think.
Fair enough.
I was just over here on holiday, and that was kind of out of my control. And, you know, I got the call up to come and help out the Stars. You know, I was obviously really excited to be involved. And, you know, it's an opportunity for me to play in one of the biggest competitions in women's cricket.
Where does, from the point of view of an English person out here on holidays and just looking around, where does the WBBL sit in the sort of scheme of things in world cricket?
Oh, you know, the standard we've played in so far has been fantastic. And I think it is probably one of the biggest domestic women's competitions in the world. I think, you know, the standard of internationals over here this year has been fantastic. And I've seen you know, scores getting higher and more internationals are involved, and that's only going to raise domestic cricket and international cricket throughout the world.
And the equivalent competition in the UK, how does it stack up against ours?
Yeah, I think, you know, the English competition last year, the Kia Super League, is a growing. That was only our first year, and I think that we can learn things from the Big Bash and from last year. And I think, you know, if them competitions worldwide are getting bigger, that can only raise the standard of you know, domestic cricket and international.
And the international cricket, I mean, it's a funny schedule we sort of look at in comparison to the men's schedule of what you play against each other between Australia and England. Obviously, out here and playing with and playing against the likes of Meg Lanning, be good for the continuation of the rivalry in international cricket.
As I've probably said before, you know, it's quite nice to play on Meg's side rather than against her for a change.
She's obviously
a great cricketer, and it kind of does, you know, it ramps things up a bit for the Ashes. You know, get to see these girls a bit more, and you get to see kind of what they're working on. I'm sure they're doing the same thing with us.
And 4-2 at the moment, as I said, sitting on top of the ladder, but next game on the 1st of January. So a lot to look forward to in the WBBL for you, Danielle.
Yeah, a massive game on the 1st of January, you know, it's a local derby, so hopefully there's plenty of people get down and support both the girls and the boys team.
No, it'll be fantastic. Thank you. We appreciate your time today. Commiserations on the loss, but you sit on top of the ladder and you bowl well today, so you can jump in the bus happy.
Thank you very much, then.
Danielle Hazel joining us there from the Melbourne Stars and the WBBL.